السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected listeners, we are continuing with كتاب الإيمان and we will pick up where we left off with the Islamic conception of who Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. In the previous lesson, we explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wajibul wujud, that Allah ta'ala and his existence, Allah's existence is compulsory. And he is self-existent. Together with that, some of the other qualities that were mentioned was the fact that Allah is wahid, Allah is one, absolutely one in everything. There is no concept of anyone being wajibul wujud except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is exclusively his attribute of being wajibul wujud and being one. And then we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being qadim, that Allah has no beginning nor any end. Allah ta'ala is eternal and has always been in existence and will always be in existence. The fact that Allah ta'ala is qadir, he is all powerful, he is the one of knowledge, alim, he is the one who hears, sami', Allah ta'ala is the one who sees everything, who hears everything, and the one who is the mutakallim, the one who speaks. Allah Ta'ala has neither any form or shape or body. Nothing can contain Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala encompasses everything. He has no comparison, he has no properties and states such as color, taste, odor, coldness, moistness, dryness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any type of properties that we as human beings have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no comparison, and it is not correct for us to compare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything. We cannot compare and say that Allah has hands like we do, Allah has eyes like we do, etc. Allah ta'ala has no comparison. He is how he is, and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be how he is, and not that it is encompassed in our knowledge with regard to where Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and any description with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the other things to note is that Allah ta'ala is the creator of all actions. That means all actions of creation are created by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Whether those actions are actions such as kufr or iman, whether it is worship or sin, whether it's obedience or disobedience, all these actions of creation are created by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man has absolutely no power of creation. Allah ta'ala, being the sole creator, creates and is the creator of all actions. However, when it comes to man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not compel man to act. Allah ta'ala has given man aql, what we call intelligence, the ability to distinguish between truth and falsehood. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man, and Allah ta'ala has not given animals, etc., this aql or intelligence as he has given man. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that Allah has created this man in the best of forms. Allah Ta'ala has made him the epitome of his creation. But this very man, through this aql and intelligence, can either rise to a stage above that of the angels, because remember that the angels do not have the ability to do wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, that they do not disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do exactly as they are told. However, on the other hand, human beings have the ability of doing wrong. So when a human being, with the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is able to do good deeds, then he is, and stay away from sin, this is very important, stay away from sin, then he has the potential to be even higher than that of the angels. But on the flip side of the coin, Allah Ta'ala also mentions in the Quran Kareem, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ, That is when this very insan and human being succumbs to his nafs and shaitan, then this very insan who has the potential to rise above even the angels with regard to virtue on account of the fact that he has the ability to do wrong but chooses to do good, that very insan can become worse than animals also. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ He can become worse and become the lowest of the low, worse than animals also, when this insan succumbs to every whisper of shaitan, succumbs to his nafs and his carnal and base desires, then this insan can become the lowest of the low. So this is all now down to that distinguishing between truth and falsehood. So Allah Ta'ala has given man aql, but together with this, Allah has guided him with the mission of risalat, that is sending of messengers to insan, so that man can distinguish between truth and falsehood, virtue and vice. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam have come, and they have come with the sole mission of guiding men towards good, towards truth, and taking them away from falsehood. لِيُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ This is the function and the utmost mission of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala has also granted man will to enable him to choose and act voluntarily in matters of truth and falsehood, in matters of obedience and disobedience. So a man has all the knowledge in front of him. For example, just a basic example, we know that we have to read our 5 times daily salah. Now Allah Ta'ala has given us aql to understand that this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having been taught by Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these are the 5 daily salahs which are fard. Now a man has the will to act voluntarily, whether he's going to actually read those 5 times salah or he's not going to read it, whether he's going to stay away from khamar, from wine, from all types of intoxicants, etc., or whether he's going to indulge in it, whether he's going to stay away from zina, or whether he's going to indulge in it, whether he's going to stay away from lewdness and all types of immorality, or whether he's going to succumb to it. Thus now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man aql, has given him the guidance through the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, through the divine books, etc. Now a man will act with will, either positive or negative. But this also comes with the grace of Almighty Allah. That's why we ask Allah for tawfiq, and for the ability to do good deeds and to stay away from sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and enable us to do all those actions which are virtuous, and give us the tawfiq of staying away from all those things which will bring his disobedience. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.